Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, we're doing great, Gene. We could be back. Good to be in the studio one more time. Great. And let's help somebody out there who wants to be a good entrepreneur.
And our great engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourselves?
We're just hanging in here.
We're doing all okay. Right. And I'm pretty good sure Thursday. You see one more other person here.
I do. How's she doing?
Our special guest. Her name is Denise.
Elsie,
but we're going to hear more from her later on. But for those of you new to the show, we got a couple of clips that we're going to play so that you get an idea in terms of what this show is all about. So, Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, now you know what it is that we do. We just got through completing, I believe we just got through completing some of you, Halloween. And I know many entrepreneurs maybe have started a business because of Halloween, and you could too, but we're not going to talk about that because that's now in our past. However, we have a special guest on our show. And her name is Denise Elsie. She's been here before in the past. We got her back again because we wanted to hear what else she's doing. Mm-hmm. And so I'd just like to have you briefly say hello to Denise.
And, hello, Denise.
Hello.
Just say,
happy
welcome
to be back.
Back.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody again. Listening. I'm excited to be here again.
Well, we're going to see if we can keep you excited.
All right now.
All right.
High vibes.
And however, since this show is all about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, we're taking in whatever she has to say, along with whatever we have to say, and we'll go from there, and we'll just go from there.
So, all right.
Anyway, so Denise, very quickly... 30 to 45 seconds. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay.
And your company.
All right, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and give everybody my intro real fast. I'm Denise Elzey, and Denise Elzey is Denise Devine, and I'm here to help the collective. One thing that we do with 1111 Divine Blessings, try to raise people's consciousness to everything that's going on in the world, for us, the weather, the climate change that's happening in the world. And the energies. Also, we teach people a lot of different things about mental illness and spirituality, spiritual gifts and mental illness. We also talk about spirituality versus religion. Also, we talk about numbers. I shared that with you all before. A lot of people waking up and they're seeing numbers and the higher consciousness of awareness with it. We have a lot of topics on our podcast as well, and I'm mentioning some of the topics right now as we speak. Also, like a lot of people, for us, like the attention that we speak. Okay. Did I run off real fast?
Go ahead. Only about 2 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Now, we're rehearsing this, so.
All right.
So many of you just kind of like share all of it at once. We may not have nothing to tell us for the next hour.
Okay.
But you did say one thing that I'm not clear on. Maybe our audience might not be. But what is the collective?
Okay, the collective is everyone, everybody that's driving down the street right now, that's in their cars, the nurses, the school teachers.
Okay.
People in the world.
Okay, so we're included.
Yes, you're the collective.
All right. So now we know who's included. Everybody's included. And hopefully you serve all of us. Okay. Mr. Dukes, you got anything before I start?
No, she already asked the question, because that was my first question. But since you've already asked it, she has answered it. Now I know that we're all
the second
been,
one. I got 10 of them.
We all the collective.
So just think about it.
Go ahead.
However, this divine blessings, what inspired you to start this or put it together or what?
Mm-hmm. Mainly
what it's about.
Okay. Yes. Mainly like the background I come from and everything. I shared that on the last show, the mother evangelist, the stepdad, a preacher and everything. My mother just realized that maybe I had, you know, some unique gifts about me and everything like that. I hear things, I feel things. I hear things, I see things. And I feel things. So some of my gifts, it just kind of steered me off into, I guess, more of the metaphysic type of things. Mm-hmm. And to everybody, the metaphysic world and everything, it do reverence to some the Christianity, Jesus Christ, you know, pretty much. It's not so much. But on what 1111 Divine Blessing is, it's me taking a lot of, I would say, I have a wide variety of spiritual people that's on the platform.
Okay.
So
what does it do?
Some people, it's a little mixture of I don't know if a lot of people is aware of, like, light workers. They speak of light workers or people just raising higher consciousness and everything. Also, we do have mediums, and then we have some psychics. And we also have some prophets and everything, believe it or not, that's a part of the team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And
the prophets, they're licensed, everybody.
To the people
that must know about them.
How long you been doing this?
For a while, like I said, spiritual
in terms of time, how long you been doing?
For us, the metaphysic coming forth with it, about 5 years now with it.
All right. It's always good for people to know how long you've been
Oh yeah,
in,
yeah. Just the metaphysics.
Sort of stuff.
Yep.
every time you move up a step, let us know.
Oh, yeah, most
definitely. We'll get you back and so you can share more out there with it.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So you got the business off the ground. What stages is it now? Is it up and running, or
it's pretty much I'm here today to go ahead and break the ground and get the part of the information about the podcast, is the information that the collective need to help them when you don't know. It's what you don't know work against you to destroy you in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
okay.
How you establish these team?
How did we establish the team?
Yeah.
When you're doing spirituality and when you're a spiritual person, a lot of times things gravitate to you. Yep, things gravitate. People gravitate. The people that's for you, you get aligned and everything, and they come to you. What's for you will gravitate to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
Well, now that we've kind of gotten over the hump, we're going to take a short break so that
okay. We
can pick your brain some more. So stay tuned. You listen to Denise LZ, and we'll be right back hearing more about her top business, which is Divine Blessing. 111 Divine Blessing?
Yep, 111, 1111.
So tell them that we'll be right back.
Okay, sounds good.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Get going, all of you entrepreneurs out there. It's a rough road, but if you're tough enough to get it started, you may be tough enough to hang with it. We're just here to keep sharing more and more to help all of you out there, and we want to hear from you just as well, because you never know when you may be able to help someone else. I'm here with Denise Elzey, who is the CEO, owner?
Yes, owner of 1111 Divine Blessings. Yep.
Okay, 1111 Divine Blessings. And she's sharing her knowledge and her business. And so I'd like you all to pay attention. Something like that. However, if you got any questions, If you have any questions, you may not be able to see the sign. It's gone somewhere. But if you choose to give us a call, the number is 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. You can see it on the back wall if you can make that out. But feel free to ask Denise, pick her brain if you can. If not, then put something in the chat and we'll respond to it from time to time if we can. If not, we'll give her back so she can answer your questions, and we'll go from there. Thanks a lot, Mr. Bobby. So, Mr. Denise, as an entrepreneur, and you've been at this for 5 years.
Oh, well, just what? the metaphysic, and it's a store as well in a healing center. So, yeah, just the metaphysic, so, you know, operation of it. But entrepreneurship, okay. I've been an entrepreneur for like 23 years now.
I mean, but this yeah. company.
1111, it came forth like maybe 10 years ago. But the store itself been... it exists 5 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Where we sell crystal stones, items like that.
I'm going to ask you about that later. Yeah. But on your way to doing that, what kind of roadblocks have you run up?
Oh, a lot.
Against obstacles. Tell us about 10 of them, four or five.
Okay.
Two or three, if you...
I have I'm trying to say it real fast, but I had a very unique incident with a guy. I end up moving, and see, wherever we, the environment that we go to, our environments have history and everything. So I end up moving my storefront into, I end up moving to a storefront, and it had witchcraft on the building and everything. I could tell, you know, from repeated patterns of things that was occurring and everything, and the energy and the people that was around and how it was affecting their mind and their actions and everything. So I end up trying to still make things work, and also I kind of looked at the building and started looking at certain aspects of what was operating there. Mm-hmm. And everything end up moving in there, and a lot of different experience with spirits and things like that. Really, you know.
So what was the roadblock? The spirits or the people or the?
The people, the repeating patterns of the people in their minds.
Okay, so one were people.
Oh yes.
Roadblock. The other, I think I heard the facility or the.
Yeah,
place?
The building and everything like that. So the roadblocks. And everything like the repeating patterns can set up a lot of roadblocks, and everything.
Go ahead. Possible you can share one, just one pattern, so we all know what a roadblock might be. I guess we all have roadblocks.
Oh yeah, yeah. One pattern. Just not able to. To move forth for is like roadblocks can be higher authority, like the city, this, that, you know, just roadblocks in general that we occur in our businesses as well. We do intuitive counseling, business counseling for people too, along with business too. So, yeah, to help you know, see more deeper in the aspect of which direction they should go.
Good. I like to ask these questions because we are live, I think, on Facebook or one of these places we're live, but people can see us. And so if I have enough entrepreneurs on, I can actually write a book of obstacles.
Oh, yes.
I don't have to write it. I can use testimonials and all that sort of stuff. Just kind of share them with everybody. Most of us, we're going to go through roadblocks.
Yeah, it's hard to get into that, but that was like a story, you know, of an experience of dealing with strong, like people speak of strongholds and everything. A lot of our strongholds are our environments that won't let us grow. We outgrow our environments, different neighborhoods, people that's around us, and things like that too, and our minds. Yep.
Okay, so they become roadblocks.
Yeah, and our minds.
And as an entrepreneur, you figure out ways to get around them, or over them, or under them, or something.
Yeah, then that's where like diversify and step in to the picture as an entrepreneur, from, you know, showing the spiritual aspect of strongholds on our mind, and then. Us diversify and find ways to change it along the way. Yep.
Good. So if someone came to you and they wanted to become an entrepreneur, they wanted to hear more about your business, what kind of tip could you give them on expectations of roadblocks that may come up. Only one or two.
Okay.
If you can think of one.
In business altogether.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That one?
I would.
That's one big one, just being in business altogether.
I would mainly say just people in general, and everything could challenge you in certain ways, but face the challenge and everything, because it's a growth process that comes along with it. So I would just say face it. Yeah.
Did you face something along
here? Oh, yeah. I just want to say, when you say face something, you said people, you got to have people. People are going to always be. People are going to always be in your life. Whatever you're doing to succeed, I try to succeed. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to face some type of struggle with people. And you got to be a people person. If you're an entrepreneur, you're not going to make it if you're not an entrepreneur if you're not a people person. They always going to be that. And there's something else you said earlier about this building. Well, if you saw this about the building, mm-hmm. why would you take the building? Because if, as an entrepreneur, you're looking at location, you're looking at mm-hmm. where you're going to be, you're looking at what's going to be in that community. Mm-hmm. And when you go look and you said this building already had issues, mm-hmm. I wouldn't take it if it had. If I could feel that, see that, what you're saying, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want that building. I'd be looking somewhere else.
That's experience, Tom.
Yeah, okay. So
I was more or less like you. I had to deal with roadblocks.
Oh yeah, so
I got experience now.
So it's interesting that whole story and experience is so interesting. I feel like it was something that I needed to experience. That's why I was there. But at the same time, and 11/11 came out of it. So hey, I can't really knock the experience. But I stayed there because I was dealing with some friends at the time too. So that's interesting. I don't want to go. But I really didn't stay there. From there, I end up expanding out my business to Tampa mm-hmm. and everything, and things just really took off. Tampa energy is different and everything. And that's why I say you have to change. You got to change people. If you have a boyfriend in your life, ladies, that's setting up roadblocks, yeah, you have to.
I only asked you to give us four.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. However, before we go any further, if someone wanted to contact you, how could they contact you?
Okay, so
that's safe.
Okay, so we have our Metaphysic Wellness Center. It's down in St. Pete. It's 3215 Tyrone Boulevard. It's 3215 Tyrone Boulevard. It's in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Here in the mall.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay,
I'm
just gonna stay there.
3215
Tyrone Boulevard.
Yeah. Have to ask the question.
St. Petersburg, Florida.
If you're on Facebook or on these places, the whole world can see you. Especially
most
if you're
definitely.
Passing all your stuff around. So a lot of people don't know where Florida is.
Oh yeah.
However, but that's just the way it works. I try to get all that out of you and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
We're gonna take a short break right quick so we can kind of get you to think about some things. We got more questions for you. So stay tuned. You listen to Denise Elzy, and we'll be right back to pick her brain. Just a little bit more.
Don't change the dial. We will be back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Here we go.
Money.
Here we go.
Most entrepreneurs want some of that. I want some. I'm trying to get some. I'm trying to grow my business. Just a little piece of action.
Because if I can't even win that Powerball, I better we got to make it.
That's true. I think we all might be looking at that as well. I'm sitting here with a very successful entrepreneur, Denise Elzey, whose business is 111 Divine Blessings, and we're picking her brain or asking her to share some of her experiences and thoughts out there with the rest of you. And if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call if you like it. 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. You can look at, you can see it on the wall in back of me. So
it's in front of you.
But you can see it, but you can't really see the sign just yet. So
I think you got the camera up.
Yeah, but so it's, nope.
Anyway,
that's okay.
727-441-3000.
Anyway, you know the number. We'll get out and
just call in.
Right, it's right in back of you anyway. So Denise.
Not right now.
I can call you Denise, right?
Oh yes.
All right. So do you have any events, anything coming up that you'd like for our audience to know?
Okay. So mainly we do have the Vendorama. We do have it, and I'm
what
also
is it?
There. It's good for pop-up vendors and everything, like pop-up shops and everything. They come, they pay $50, and they get a chance to set up a booth. It's along the Pinellas Trails behind pretty much our shop. It's 3215 Tyrone Boulevard, St. Petersburg, Florida, and it sets right in the back of our shop. So we have it every second and fourth month. Time in the month, yeah. It's the second and the fourth.
Date Saturday.
Yeah, every month, yep. The second and the fourth.
Okay, so when's the next one coming up?
I guess we'll post it on the internet and everything. We should have another one the second and fourth. Yeah, the second and fourth every month.
That's okay if you're going to put it on the internet.
Yep.
Tell us how we can find your something on the internet. How can we find you?
Okay, so I'm very.
How can they find you?
Okay, so you can also go to Facebook and everything. We have information on Facebook, and we also have like inspiration.
How do they find you on Facebook?
It's www.facebook.com/1111divine blessings. Okay. That's everything is pretty much 1111 Divine Blessing. Just remember that the 11s come before Divine Blessing. So 1111 comes before Divine Blessings.
Okay. Yep. Do you have a website name, or is that it?
Yeah, we have a website and everything. It's www.1111divineblessings.com. Pretty much, it's just pretty much simple.
Okay.
Yeah, but I encourage on our Facebook we have more information, and you can also book readings with us and everything, and to speak to us also. So, and you can reach out to us at 727-777-4688 with any questions as well.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you to repeat that later on. Actually, repeat that again just in case somebody didn't hear it.
It's 727-777-4688.
All righty. Anyway, so you listeners now know how to contact her, and I'd appreciate your comments once you have contacted her business. I'll put it like that. We like to hear who follows up with businesses and have businesses follow back up with us and all that sort of stuff. And so, anyway, so it's those kinds of things that we like to do. Mm-hmm. Mr. Dukes, you got any questions before I move on? Because you're kind of quiet over there.
Something struck me, and probably not important to most entrepreneur, but she said when she started a business, 11/11 became out of that date or that time that she started. What did you mean about the 11/11 came out of it?
The 11/11. So it's numbers are very significant and everything, and 11/11 is a portal. I'll speak about that more on the podcast as if they want to catch up on any information or whatever. It's also manifestation, like good manifestation. You're bringing forth good things with it. Also, you can look at the dates, the time with it, when you see it, and everything, what's going on at your life. Be mindful of your thoughts when you do see it.
But when you see 111,
when you see numbers, period, it's the angels trying to communicate with you. Yeah.
Okay. That's what angels, you do for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I educate people on things.
Yep. Just want to make sure we hear the correct answer and all that sort of stuff, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. So go ahead.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
Yep. So we can, on any of the topics that I'm speaking about and everything, it's very important for me to let people know that anything they want to hear or about 11/11 to go to the podcasts. It's on Spotify and TuneIn as well.
Do you have some of the other platforms. Do you have an email address or anything like that?
Yes, you can email me at 1111 Divine Blessings. It has two S's on the end, so at gmail.com.
Okay. At Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I keep hearing a phone somewhere, but I'm not sure where it's
going. Somewhere in that room there.
It's in this room?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
There's no mic on
it. So, that's about all I can say. But hopefully we find out where it is.
My phone don't ring like that.
Oh, okay.
Neither do mine.
Okay, I'm
all right. Okay.
Okay, I'm...
All right.
Okay. All right now.
All right.
We found the source.
We found the source.
Okay.
Okay, we found the source. That's okay. It happens often.
All right.
Every now and then it happens. We'll put
yes,
it like
now
that.
In this modern age, yes, they go off.
So.
Technology.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions before we go any further? Because we're going to take a little short break in a few minutes. But do you have any questions for me or for Mr. Dukes?
All right. Not at the moment.
Okay.
Not at the moment.
Okay. So I got another question for you.
Okay.
As far as your business is concerned, What types of needs might you have for your business?
For my business,
if we could help you.
Okay, pretty much getting people onto the podcast show. Like if they had any spiritual experiences that they want to share, and we also when we invite them onto the show, we can also help them understand some of the experiences as well.
How can they get on your podcast show?
They can just reach out to us at 727-777-4688. And if you don't get anyone, please leave your number, your name, and more information about you as well.
Okay.
You got. You have a.
Is that different than the number you gave out earlier?
No, it's the same number.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You have a good answer machine?
What is that number again?
Mm-hmm. It's
727-4688. Okay, 4688.
Yep.
All right, but just in case, we want to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Okay.
Is there anything else you might need?
Well,
think about it, because I'll give you another chance.
What's some of the, I would like to go back to the question, asking questions and everything. What's some of the roadblocks that you experience?
In my business?
Yeah, in life that you had to get.
In life or my business?
Yeah, with business.
Oh, when I started my business, mm-hmm. I'm introducing something to change the world.
Yeah.
So speaking something that the mind is very difficult to grasp was...
Okay.
It was the initial obstacle, but once I learned more,
breaking new ground,
and people heard more, mm-hmm. you know, so I kind of like works like that.
Oh yeah, to be the first bring something forth and everything, yeah, that's breaking new ground altogether. Yep.
Yeah, I'm like an inventor.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so all inventors out there, I'm pretty sure you have more stories to share and. Call us and call those in because we'd like to hear some of your stories, but anything new mm-hmm. is difficult for the mind to conceive because it involves change.
Absolutely.
Yep. The mind involves looking at something from a different perspective.
Yeah, bringing forth a new evolution of something to grasp the mind. Yep. It can be difficult.
Mr. Dukes, I don't want to leave you out because you had a business or have a business.
Yes.
All right, what kind of question you want?
So, Mr. Dukes, what was some of your roadblocks that you experienced?
I am in a different field.
Okay.
I'm not creating anything that's not already created.
Okay.
I just believe that I could do a better job at it, be more professional at it, and offer people a better understanding of what they own and how to take care of it.
Yes.
And how that I can take care of it and help them.
Absolutely.
To succeed.
You had no roadblocks along the way?
No, I didn't say that. I said.
Oh, you was one.
I said.
Well, I'm pretty sure being in the field, you're speaking about automotive, right?
Right.
And being in that field, it's a change in cars, like the older model versus the newer model cars.
True.
So I'm pretty sure that brought about some kind of.
Yeah, that brings about roadblock.
Yeah, I know.
A big roadblock. But the roadblock.
I just want to hear it from him.
Okay.
The roadblock that I really was facing when I went in my business was looking for a decent building to do.
Building
that was
too.
My roadblock.
Yeah.
Yes. That was my biggest roadblock.
Absolutely.
And I asked that question because sometimes the most simplest things that we can see, the entrepreneur mm-hmm. cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not wrong, it's not bad, it's just hearing other people's stories and obstacles they had to get over and all that kind of stuff. I had to get over getting comfortable talking on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I mastered it now, though. I've been here too long. But anyway, I'm just going to say all that. But it's important to know that, that as far as... When it comes to being an entrepreneur, you are going to have obstacles. They don't stop. They keep coming.
Oh, yeah. And definitely that.
As a tip that I'll just share right quick is that keep taking on the obstacles. It's all learning.
Yep.
It's all learning what you could do that you never thought you could do.
Yep.
Obstacles don't mean you fail. They just make life better for you. You have to use those things to your benefit.
Take them on.
It's
going to come anyway.
Especially when you're
don't give up. We just got two plans on about.
You created new things, like Mr. Gene and you created things on spiritual and all that. A lot
Absolutely.
Of people not into that, but Mr. Gene created a new work style for people to get jobs.
Oh, yes.
And it's very hard for most people to even comprehend that. How you going to tell me how to get a job?
Unless you've been through it. Yes.
And I look forward to working with a biz buddy with his business as well.
What is business? But you done threw a different language out.
No. It's just the network marketing aspect of things. Yeah. Okay. It helps businesses too, because I offer the intuitive counseling for them.
Yep. Okay, we're gonna take a short break and hear a little bit more from Denise Elvey, and we'll be right back to hear more from Mr. Dukes. But stay tuned.
And don't change the dial now, because I'm
right back.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
That's what I want.
That's what some of us want. I want a little bit. I'm not trying to get it all. Just want a little bit of the pie. Because entrepreneurs are supposed to be helping entrepreneurs. That's the whole purpose of the show. And I'm sitting here with Denise Elvey, whose company or business is titled 111 Divine Blessings. And we're picking her brain and hearing about her as she shares her thoughts and comments and all the rest of that stuff.
Okay.
So, I got some more questions for you. If you could help another entrepreneur out there do something that maybe you struggled with, done, or just anything like that, what kind of tip could you offer to help another entrepreneur get off the ground or keep going, something like that?
Okay, so making sure you have something unique. If you can come up with say you're a painter, but meaning like an artist, say you're a painter and just coming up with like something unique. Everybody can paint, or it's a lot of different artists out there, I'll put it that way. So just coming up with something unique to set you apart from the other artists, or just coming up with something that sets you unique from any business, for its mechanic work, if it's metaphysic, if it's just coming up with something that's unique, making sure you network with people, get out there, learn, study, research, and coming up with ways of funding for your business and everything. That's really important as well. Even if you have to take on more jobs just starting off and everything, but still at the same time making time for your business and what you're trying to grow.
Okay, that was quite a mouthful there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely that.
Well, great, great, great. it's important in my mind that sharing is part of the game. Sharing, sharing and being shared. It'll come back to you the more you reach out and share what's been shared with you. I'm going to say it will come back, and you'll become someone who begins to share more with others.
Yep, exactly. Like we spoke about, people can make you or break you and everything. So it's the people game.
It is.
So you got to know how to play the people game.
I'm still learning. I'm going to come to you.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah, it's a numbers game.
And the numbers you talk about is a different numbers game, too.
Oh, yeah, most yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say I get confused since everything's numbers.
Okay.
Don't be confused.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm just...
It's there.
I want to make sure our audience knows all these other ways of
communicating
numbers
behind the veil. Kind of know how to go behind the veil.
Yeah, yeah. So that's all. However, you mentioned earlier that you have an event coming up on an ongoing basis. Is it one time or something like that?
So a lot of times we have intuitive parties and everything. It's where you can get pretty much speak to some of the mediums, get readings from them, and you can somehow items for us like our stones, jewelry, oils, or whatever we have that's metaphysic products, or you can get those at a discount too. So we'll list on the website again the next intuitive party. We have them monthly. So you can go to the link at Facebook where we have a lot of inspirational things there. And we also are very active with communicating with you as well on there. You can book a reading on there as well. And anything else, it's www.facebook.com/1111divineblessings.
Okay. And you had mentioned something else earlier.
Okay.
Some event that was happening in St. Petersburg?
The Vendorama, we have it every second and fourth every month, all the way until June 2023. Yeah, the Vendorama.
What is the Vendorama? What?
It's just a festival where we get different people that want to come out and set up their table and sell items and everything like that. It's $50 to set up a table. You can reach out at any time if you want to be a part of it on like contacting or whatever.
Who they contact?
They can call 727-486-1182 and just let us know that you just want to be a vendor.
That's
and
a
be
different
a part
number.
Of it. Yeah, it is a different number.
Okay, now.
727.
Repeat those again. They're two different numbers.
Okay, so the Vendorama festivity numbers to reach out to is 727-486-1182, and just let us know that you want to be a vendor or whatever and set up. And some of the spiritual people that want to come out and be a vendor, we encourage you.
Okay, that's one number. That's for that. Now, what was the other number for?
Okay, the other number is just to get in contact with us with any questions, concern, or anything like that. And that's 4688. Okay. So that's 727-777-4688.
Great. All right. I've asked pretty much most of the questions I wanted to ask. Mr. Dukes, do you have anything else that you want to ask before I...
No, I'm going to let her go this time.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get it the next time.
Okay.
I'm going to come back to you because we have 2 minutes left, something like that.
Okay.
However, since you're an entrepreneur...
Okay.
I always try to get as many tips out as I can during this hour.
Oh, yeah, most definitely that.
And you've given out two. Is it possible you can think of something else that you've been through that you think could help another entrepreneur and just kind of like share that tip as well?
Well, everybody in face what they feel is fear. in their life, fear of the unknown or what could or maybe will happen and everything. Most of the time, on the other side of fear is what we need. Mm-hmm. So if you can conquer your fear, that's one tip, huh? Well, I spoke about just facing things and going through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's no way.
Yeah, I want to. It's easy to say it, but how is what's missing many times. So,
okay.
So it's always good to hear how you did it.
How we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it may work. It may not work for the other person, but having one how. Mm-hmm. And they may figure out how based on your...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How. I mean, but it's just things like that. We want to give them as many options or...
Oh, yeah.
Or things that they can choose, try out, and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
And hopefully they end up calling and sharing what they got out of it in order to help somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, with fears, it's attached to a lot of different things, like past life traumas and everything, things that we have to go within and try to fix through maybe some kind of chakra cleansing, things that we do encourage people to go do through meditation. Your heart chakra, if it's not put together or if it's not balanced right, it can cause a lot of things in your life, fear, relationship problems, mm-hmm. and things like that. Your root chakra has something to do with the base of your income. It has a lot to do with a lot of different things. So you can get chakra cleansing, going to higher power, you know, God, Buddha, whatever you believe in, making sure you connect with them, your source, pretty much. A lot of different spiritual practices you can do.
Okay.
I hope that answered a little bit. I try not to go in too deep with things just right now until later on, you know.
Well, if you get the tip, then you can follow up on the tip, and then you find out a little bit more and get more tips, and you can follow up a little bit more and so on. Trying to give it all at once.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the problem is. Not with, I'm not going to say you, but mm-hmm. us as something. What may seem simple to us because we've gone through it, we oftentimes forget what it really took for us to get through it. So
it's easy
to talk about it once it's done, but going through it is not that easy. So I mean, I just want you to just think about those kinds of things.
Oh yeah.
So, but. Mr. Time's up, Mr. Dukes.
Just about,
you got one more question?
No.
Any thought? Okay.
I don't have anything this time.
You don't have anything this time?
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, Denise, I'm happy or thankful that you took the time out to come by and stop by and see us and give us an overview on this business.
Yes, most definitely.
And I understand
I appreciate
you got a few
it.
Others, and at some point in time, we may invite you back to have you share more about that as well.
Yes, and I hope I help the collective out there and everything like that. Remember, if you want to get in contact with us, it's 727-777-4688.
Okay.
Say that one more time.
It's 727-777-4688.
All right.
And you're listening to the voice of Denise Elzey.
Thank you.
And I'm pretty sure you hear the music. You're listening to My Way by Frank Sinatra. I say this on most shows. All the things you find yourself doing, enjoy doing, you literally have been doing it your way. We're just trying to get you to go do something, in this case, to start your own business and go out there and change the world just like we're all trying to do. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour. And this is Gene Hodge, along with Mr. Duke and Ms. Elzey and Marotti.
It's been a good one.
Yes. WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.